Welcome to episode 10 of Slice Your Age in Half. I am Dr. David Matto, and this is the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Welcome back, everybody. It's been so great. I've got to tell you to be your host on this show, Slice Your Age in Half. The first full month of the podcast was actually October, and you know, we had a lot of listeners for the first month. We did great, but I've got to tell you, in November we quintupled our listenership. Is that a word, listenership? I don't know. I'm not sure if it's a word or not, but we multiplied the first month by five. We've got so many people listening to this program now from all over the world, and I'm just so, I guess, blessed and honored to be able to help all of you with your lives and live the best lives possible. I've got a lot of great stuff for you on the show today. I'll tell you what some of the things you're in store for today. I just became a grandfather just a few days ago. I'm going to tell you a little bit about that, and don't click the off button. Don't click the stop button because you don't want to take advice from a grandfather. I don't feel like a grandfather, and I'm gonna tell you a little bit about that in just a few minutes. And I will tell you about the marathon I just ran over the Thanksgiving weekend, the NCR Trail Marathon. I want to tell you a little bit about that. We've got a great scream today for you. Somebody's going to be she's going to be calling into the show. You're going to want to hear this one. It's amazing. It's a great story. And I want to talk to you also about a program I'm coming up with called Baby Steps. Because I'll just tell you a little bit about this before we get into it. And that's because, you know, so many of you have asked me, you know, how do I get started? How do I do it? I'm out of shape. I have not exercised in a while. I'm not eating right. I'm fat. I want to get started, but it's really overwhelming, and I don't really know where to start. So I'm going to get you started, and we're going to do it right, and it's going to be very, very simply baby steps outlined so anybody can do this stuff. So a lot of great stuff in store for you today. And I got to tell you, it's this. If you're new to the show, I welcome you as my listener. It's very, very informal. As a matter of fact, it's funny. Whenever I press the button to start the recording, when I'm on the air, quote unquote, on the air, I get a little bit nervous. Maybe nervous is not the right word. I'm not sure what the right word really would be. But and let me tell you something. I've spoken in front of audiences over the past 15 to 20 years. I've been on TV. I've been on the radio. I love public speaking. But for some reason, when I'm doing this show, I click the button and I'm thinking, okay, if I make a little mistake, do I have to stop and edit that out? Do I have to start over? And no, this is I want this show to be like I'm sitting on my sofa talking to you, helping you, helping my friends. And you know, if I stumble on a word or if I say the wrong thing, I'm not going to start over. I'm not going to try to edit it out. I'm here with you as a friend, as a teacher. As a matter of fact, I'm sipping my chamomile tea as I'm speaking to you, as I'm here today helping you. I love tea, as many of you know. And if you hear some little bit of slurping in the mic, it's just that I'm drinking my tea and refreshing myself. So it's as they say, and I hate the expression, it's all good. But it is all good on Slice Your Age in Half. We're here to have fun, to help you, to entertain a little bit. But the bottom line is to just really help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. When I start each show, that's kind of like the tagline, because it really is true. If you listen to me, if you stick with me, if you follow me, your life is going to be better than it's ever been. You're going to feel better than ever. You are going to be able to slice your age in half. So let's kind of get on with it, and let's talk about some of the things we have to talk about. And by the way, if you ever want to get in touch with me, as you may know, the easiest way to do it is to go to my website, because you can kind of do everything from there. In the past, I've given my email address, I've given my Facebook page, but it's easiest to go to simply davidmaddow.com, davidmaddow.com. Actually, I made it kind of easier. If you go to sliceyourage.com, sliceyourage.com, there's no problem spelling that. It's easy. It'll take you to the exact same davidmaddow.com website. From there, you can listen to previous programs. You can read my blog. You can email me from there. If you want to come onto the show to do a scream, you can simply get in touch with me through the website, davidmaddow.com, sliceyourage.com. It all goes to the same place. I try to make it as easy as possible for all of you. So let me tell you what happened over the weekend. My daughter and son-in-law had a baby. Baby was born over Thanksgiving weekend on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. The baby's name is Jeremy. And I made a quick visit. They live in Jacksonville, Florida. I made a quick visit as soon as the baby was born to head down and actually hold my grandson. And wow, it's an amazing feeling. I've got to tell you, people have told me in the past there's nothing like being a grandparent, and I don't feel like a grandparent at all, like a grandfather at all. You know, I had grandparents when I was younger. They've passed away, but I had grandfathers. I had two grandfathers, and grandfathers are generally kind of old people that don't do a whole lot. They're certainly not out there. They're certainly not out there running marathons. At least that's what I thought. And they're not skiing black diamond slopes and backpacking and climbing. The grandfathers are generally sitting on the sofa reading or watching TV or something like that. But I'm gonna break that myth. I'm going to just break right through it, because even though I am a grandfather now and I'm very, very proud to be, and my grandson is, I think, the cutest grandson on the planet. It's amazing holding a little baby. I don't think I've held a baby for a long time. My kids are grown, and I just don't go around holding babies a lot. I think, I don't know. I just don't do it really. But it was an amazing feeling being with my, I went down there with my wife, and so being with her and being with my daughter and my son-in-law, who were just great people, and seeing them and all the joy that their son and my grandson brings is just it's something that I can't describe. So speaking about slicing your age in half, I mean, I just feel, you know, grandfathers maybe are supposed to feel old. I feel so much younger now, and so much, I feel so great seeing all this positive energy in the family. So I've got to tell you, though, about an experience when I made a real quick, you know, plane reservation to get down there. This happened like real quickly. So I'm walking through the airport on Sunday morning, and I stopped off at I've got a favorite place that I kind of hang out at BWI Airport in the Southwest Terminal. It's Terminal A. It's A. Yeah, it's A. It's called Gachi House of Sushi. And the guy that runs it, the owner, and the guy that he's kind of the manager and owner, I think, his name is Budi. Budi, great guy, and we took a liking to each other as soon as he opened up this Gachi House of Sushi at BWI, because I really like sushi, my wife loves sushi, and we are kind of like regular, I was going to say regular members of his sushi bar there in the terminal, but regular customers, I should say, and Budi goes out of his way to give us the best service. Many times, I probably shouldn't say this on the air because I don't want all of you trying this, but many times he'll just give us stuff and won't charge us, because he says we're friends, and I say so many good things about him on social media, now on my podcast, that a lot of thousands and thousands of people are going to be hearing. Budi, remember this, I'm helping you out here. But a lot of times, so he won't charge me, and I feel bad because I want to pay him. But anyway, it's Great food there, great healthy food. But Booty and I started talking on Sunday morning, and he shared something with me. He said maybe he ate too much for Thanksgiving. We got into one of these conversations, and we started talking about health. And he said, "I know I've got to start losing weight." I asked him how tall he was and how much he weighed, and he said he's 6 feet tall, and he weighs 260 pounds, which is definitely too much weight. It's fat. Let's face it, Booty. And Booty, you know this. I'm not trying to embarrass you on the air here, but it's you're too heavy. But you're not alone, Booty. There are so many people, men and women, in a similar situation where you've got too many pounds on your body and you want to lose weight. So Booty actually shared some things with me. I think he said I hope I get this right. I want to be accurate, but you'll get the gist of it even if it's not exactly right. I want to think about this for a second. He said his mom, God, was his mom or his dad? Now I want to say dad. I think he said his dad passed away at a very, very early age, 50 years old or right around 50. Dad passed away from cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, that type of thing. And I think he said his mom also was not in the best of health. And I may have reversed that. I'm just not sure. But you get the gist of it. So he said, "I know because of my parents, I need to be healthier. I need to be losing weight." I said, "Booty, you have genetics totally not in your favor. So not only do you need to do this for yourself, but for your genetics, you need to really get on the program." And he said, "I know, I've got to do it. I've got to start eating healthier." And I looked at him right in the eye and I said, "Booty, you've got to start today. Don't tell me you're going to start tomorrow. Don't tell me you're going to start after the holidays, after New Year. You got to start today, Booty. And today, Booty, you're going to just take all of the junk out of your diet. That's going to be your first step. Just stop eating the junk. You know, we'll worry about the exercise maybe a little bit later. But, Booty, you've got to stop eating the junk." So, Booty, if you're listening to me, I told you I'm going to be talking to you, not only to the thousands of people on the program, but I'm going to be talking to you as well, Booty. You got to start now, and I hope you started the minute after we spoke at BWI Airport, because I'm going to help you, along with all of my listeners and my friends here, live a much, much better life. So, again, you know, there's so many Booties out there, and we can't put it off another minute. We've got to start living healthier now. Now, I'm going to speak a little bit later in the program. I'm going to be talking about how you can actually take baby steps. And if you're just not really sure where to start, how to start, what to do, in what order to do things, I'm going to start giving you baby steps to start with. That didn't sound right. I used the word start too many times. But as I said, you know, we don't edit things out of here. I'm just going to keep it going. So, but I want to make it easy for you all. So my baby step program, which is coming really soon, and by the way, don't worry, it's free. I'm not charging anybody anything for this. When I start to say I've got a program coming up, don't start to think that I'm going to be asking for your credit card, because I'm not. It's all free. I do this because it's my passion and I love it. But yeah, I'll talk to you a little bit more about the baby step program later in the program. So let's move on a little bit. Because I've got to tell you, I ran a marathon over the Thanksgiving weekend, which is just this past weekend. I ran a marathon. And, you know, those of you, again, that know me, follow me, are friends with me, you know that that's nothing new. I try to run 2 to 3 marathons every year. But this is a very interesting one I just want to tell you a little bit about. It was called the NCR Trail Marathon, North Central Railroad Trail Marathon. It was on a beautiful course in the northern Baltimore County area from Maryland. And it was really nice. It was mainly on one of those rails to trails. You know, it used to be a railroad right away. Now the railroad is long gone. By the way, I think it was very historic. I think it was a railroad that carried Lincoln to Gettysburg, I'm pretty sure. So it's a really cool, historic, beautiful, beautiful scenic marathon. And now they've cleared the railroad tracks away, and it's just like kind of a really wide, nice, soft trail. which has bicyclists, runners, walkers. Occasionally, you'll see a horse. But you see all kinds of people, and it's a really fun trail. And it's pretty flat because, again, it was a railroad right-of-way, so it's fairly flat. So I signed up for this marathon many, many months ago, and I was watching the weather forecast, and I saw it was going to be kind of cold. And okay, you know, I can deal with cold. It's okay. But it was actually in Maryland, like, unseasonably cold. And I like running marathons in maybe 40s and the 50s. I think that's ideal for me because, you know, you can still generally run in shorts and a t-shirt and feel pretty good. But I've got to tell you, when I woke up the morning of the marathon, Sunday is the morning I went to, I'm getting all my days confused. No, Sunday is the day my grandson was born, and the marathon was the day before. That's right. So it was Saturday morning, right after Thanksgiving. And I woke up and I looked at my thermometer. I've got like an outdoor thermometer on my window, and it said 22 degrees. And I'm thinking, you know, this is just, I don't know, it's just a little too cold for me. So my wife and I were running this together. So I looked at, she was still in bed, and it was like an ungodly hour in the morning. I think it was 4 a.m. It was totally pitch dark out. And I said to her, I said, hey, listen, it's 22 degrees out. Maybe we should just go right back to bed. And she looked at me. She would have done it. But I said, no, we're going to run this marathon. We're doing it. We registered. We're ready for it. We're going to do it. So we got out of bed, did all the usual stuff, you know, packed up our stuff, ate a lot. And basically got in the car and drove over to where the marathon was. And driving in the car, I'm looking at the thermometer. And as I'm driving closer and getting closer and closer to where this marathon is, the temperature gauge of the thermometer in the car is going down and down and down. And it ultimately got to 18 degrees. Now, I know some of you that are from the north and from Canada and from some, you know, really cold places in on this planet, you know, you're going to say 18 degrees is just no big deal. And maybe it's not. But from the minute, you know, living in the mid-Atlantic, I'm not really used to running in 18 degree weather. It just usually doesn't get quite that cold, especially in November. I mean, that was just unseasonably cold in November. Luckily, there was no wind per se, but it was still 18 degrees. And we're driving there. I'm thinking, you know, this is just ridiculous. Should we turn the car around? But we didn't. We got there. And so it's not really a large marathon. I look at it as kind of like a locals marathon. I'd say at the very most 500 runners, which is kind of, you know, usually when you do like Chicago or New York or, you know, the Twin Cities or, you know, some big marathon, you know, Marine Corps marathon, you know, there are tens of thousands of runners in these things. So this is like 500 runners. So the staging area was kind of like this little elementary school cafeteria. We're all kind of hanging out there because it's too cold to be outside, and the starting line is right outside the school there. So we're hanging out in this cafeteria, and I'm looking around, and I've got to tell you, it was just really, what's the word I'm looking for? Inspirational, energizing, positive, because all these people that are hanging out in this cafeteria are healthy. They're thin. They're positive people. Nobody's there. I didn't hear one person complaining about the weather. Not one. Nobody's there saying, oh, it's too cold. I mean, they're all smiling and looking forward to this marathon. So my point here, well, what is my point? My point is this. When you immerse yourself in a culture and hang around people that are healthy and positive and not complainers, and not the kind of people, I bet not one of these people in this room would say on Monday morning, I can't stand Mondays, I hate Mondays, and they wouldn't be saying on Fridays, thank God it's Friday, and I can't wait till the weekend. These people look like the kind of people that are just loving every single day of their lives and living their lives to the max, and they're running marathons. So my point again is immerse yourself in a culture. Hang with people that are positive, that are in good shape, that are going to help you realize your goals in your life to get to where you want to be. Because I'm telling you, when you do this, your life changes. It really does. You stop hanging around the negative complainers that aren't going to help you realize your goals. You're going to hang around the positive people. And You'll see. You'll see what I mean. Now, we started the marathon. It was cold. I think it was probably, I'm guessing, 18 to 20 degrees at the starting line. As I said, I put too much on. I kind of had a couple layers on. I wore some long tights. I wore a long sleeve shirt and a Gore-Tex jacket. So I don't know. I felt, and gloves, of course, and a hat, and you name it, I had it. But I thought maybe I would shed some clothes as I got into the marathon a little more, but I really never took anything off. I felt maybe I took my gloves off for a little bit towards the end, but I felt good. I never felt like I was too hot, and I got through. I finished the marathon. It was great, and I'll tell you something. It was a beautiful course. Since it was out and back course, you get to see all the runners that are ahead of you and behind you because there's a 13.1 mile turnaround point where you turn around and you see you see people that are still behind you, and of course before you get to the turnaround you see people that are ahead of you. So it's really motivating and energizing to see these really fast runners that are like about an hour ahead of you, and then of course there are generally some slower runners. I'm usually towards the back of the pack, but there are some people that are a little bit slower. But again, with me, time doesn't matter at all. I run to stay healthy, and my time doesn't matter. I finished a marathon, and they call anybody that crosses that line, they call you a finisher, they call you a marathoner. I got the exact same medal that the first place finisher got. So to me, it doesn't matter, and I'll never be a first place finisher in a marathon. So again, it's fine. It's fine with me. So that's about the marathon. What can I say about that? I did it. I marathoned over the weekend, and I feel great. And another point I just want to make before we move on to our caller that's so graciously and patiently holding on the line. At the end of everything, when all was over, when I went back home in the next few days, I am so glad I did this thing. Because again, I was on the verge, not really on the verge, but slightly considering just staying in my warm bed and not going out in the 18 to 20 degree weather to run this marathon. But when it's all over, when I finished, got home, and the next few days, and even right now, I feel so good that I did it. I've never, ever had an experience where I struggled, I got myself to do something, I pulled myself out of bed or went to the gym or did to do a run or a marathon or a workout or something. I never looked back and said, wow, I'm really kind of pissed off that I did that. I should have stayed in bed. I would have felt a lot better. It's never happened to me in my life. So what I will say is, if you're ever in bed thinking, nah, I just don't want to get up and do this today, I'm a little bit too tired, I'm a little bit too lazy, I'll go to the gym tomorrow, I'll do it later, I'll do it next week, I'm telling you something, do it. Do the workout, do the run, do the walk, do the bicycle ride, do the marathon, because you will look back and say, I am so glad I did that. I promise you. So we have Ritu on the line today. Ritu, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, David. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Ritu. Thanks for calling. And tell me the purpose of your call.
Well, I was calling so I could do my scream.
Fantastic. Well, glad to have you on the phone. Tell me what you're screaming about today.
Well, I'm screaming today because I wanted to share with the world that you can start from pretty much nowhere and make challenges, conquer challenges, and then make things happen.
Great. Well, let me ask you a few questions. First of all, Ritu, how old are you?
I am 38.
38, and where do you live?
I live in Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas, and what do you work? Are you a mom? What do you do?
I'm a dentist, and I'm a mom of two children, and I also run a lot.
How do you have time to run a lot when you're a dentist and mom of two children? How do you fit running into your schedule there?
Well, I didn't always have the schedule I have today, but once I decided to try to do it, I started, working my schedule at my office to modify it to where it would fit not only children, but also running. So, and I also have a lot of support from my husband. So it didn't always start out this way, but once I decided to get serious, I started making changes.
Now, how long have you been running?
I've been running for about just a little over three years.
So 3 years plus. And what got you started with running? Is it, did you want to lose weight? Did you just feel like working full time and being a mom was just kind of getting the best of you? You just didn't feel strong. You didn't feel like why did you start?
Well, I started running because I had just had my second child. He was 9 months old. And I had gained some weight during my pregnancy, but more so, I think, is just I was just so tired of being tired physically and mentally and emotionally all the time. I had two kids kind of close together. I had a practice, and I, didn't feel great. I was somewhat sleep deprived. And just wasn't loving life at all, actually, kind of the opposite when it should have not been that way. So I decided that I needed to make a change.
Wow. Well, good for you. How much weight did you gain with your pregnancies?
Well, with my first one, about 27 pounds, but with the second one, I gained close to 40. And after I had my son, I still had 30 pounds hanging around that didn't want to go.
Okay, so you had 30 extra pounds after your second child, 30 extra pounds, and that's what kind of got you into running and feeling tired and everything like that. So, how did you start? Like, did you just go outside one day and just start running around the block? What did you do?
Not quite so impressive as that. Once I decided that same week, I joined the gym. I didn't really even think about running outside a whole lot. I mean, it's Texas. It gets really hot over here. So I decided the gym would be a good place to start. And, I did that. I looked online and I found a program called the Couch to 5K for beginning runners. It's a very, like an interval based program where you kind of take it in small steps to go from zero running to running 3.1 miles, which is a 5K. So that's where I started. And before that, I, hadn't ever really run. I didn't even think I could run half a mile, let alone a full mile. So I started pretty much at zero.
And how long before you were actually running a 5K?
Well, I did the Couch to 5K program, which is, I think, about 7 or 8 weeks. So I was doing interval running. And then, believe it or not, I kind of got bored of it running, and I kind of lost motivation, which is not something I was expecting, but, just wasn't working. So instead of giving up right there, what I did was I joined a running class. One of the local athletic stores over here, they have classes you can sign up for where they have coaches. So I actually joined that class because I just did not want to give up. And once I joined that class, it was a 6-week class, and that's when I ran a 5K.
Okay, well, that's great. Congratulations on that. Then are you still running 5Ks, or did you crank it up a notch? What are you doing now?
Actually, after I ran a 5K, I ran a couple more, and then I had a friend who introduced me to a local running club and told me that because I could run a 5K, I could start training for a half marathon. I thought she was on drugs, but she said, no, it's totally possible. And I said, my 5K is not exactly all that graceful or fast, and I'm, just feel pretty tired even after a 5K. But she said, no, that's what the training program is for. So I started with half marathon training. I completed my first half marathon, then I kept training with the club and did a few more half marathons, and then I started running, kept running, and then I started training for a full marathon. So to date, I have run 2 full marathons, many, many 5Ks, 10Ks, 15Ks, and several trail runs, which is something new. Trail running is something newer, so I've been running quite a bit.
Wow! So essentially, you kind of went from the couch to marathon mom. It sounds like.
Well, yeah, and it's a funny story that I just remember how, or sometimes I forget how new I was. I have a patient in my practice who also is a runner, and I remember talking to him when I was starting to run. I was worried, and he, to this day, he remembers that story. He said, "I remember the time you used to tell me when you were worried you couldn't run a whole mile." And this is, you know, it's just a funny thing that we talk about and laugh about. He says, "I just remember you being so nervous, not even being able to run a full mile." And now, you know, he's just pretty proud of how far I've come.
Yeah. Well, tell me, when you ran your first marathon, which marathon was it, by the way?
It was the Dallas Marathon last year, 2012, in December.
Dallas Marathon in December. So December is probably a little bit, at least a little bit cooler down there. It's not 110 degrees or anything. So when you...
Well, a day, because you don't know in Texas what the weather is going to be like.
Right. So when you ran your that first marathon, that Dallas Marathon, how did it feel? I mean, you know, you would run a couple half marathons, but when you start getting up to 13 miles, 15 miles, 17 miles, was there ever a time that you said, this is just totally ridiculous. What am I doing? I'm out of here. Or how did you feel?
Well, I mean, those thoughts, I won't lie, they pretty much cross every new or newish runner's mind, you know, but we had been through a full training season with coaches and a lot of peer support. It's a big running club, which is what I like about it. You're not alone. So there was a lot of support, and we, you know, did all our training runs, so we had done that. The marathon itself was a great accomplishment, although I will say the experience, the weather was just awful, awful, awful weather for running. It was like 65 degrees and about 80% humidity, which is an awful, awful conditions for a marathon. So, but you know, I finished it. You know, there were a lot of experienced runners who had a hard time, a lot of new runners who had a hard time, but it's like anything else. You don't know, no matter how much you train, what the day of the race is going to be like, and you just have to decide whatever happens, you're going to get the job done. And a lot of us did.
I love that philosophy. Whatever happens, I'm just going to get the job done. I love it. I got to remember that. I got to write that one down. And more recently, you also completed your second marathon. That was where?
That was in Washington, D.C. That was the Marine Corps Marathon.
Okay. So that was
in October.
Yeah. So that was just a couple of weeks ago. Congratulations. How did you feel after running that one?
That one actually went much better. The weather was fantastic, and it was beautiful scenery. So, and you know, we had some, a bunch of us went there, so good peer support as well. And it went much better than the first one. I'm not a, not a super elite runner or anything like that. But my goal is really to finish, to have a good time and have that sense of pride after I'm done, saying, you know what, I did this.
Well, you notice I didn't, nor will I ever ask you what your time was, because to me, time doesn't mean anything. I mean, I'm certainly not an elite runner. If you've listened to some of the other podcasts I've done or read my blogs, I'm not an elite runner. In fact, I'm not even close to an elite runner. I am slow as you know what. And that's why I never ask anybody their times, because as far as I'm concerned, whether you finish a marathon in 2 hours and 12 minutes or 8 hours, when you cross that finish line, you're a finisher, you're a winner, you're a marathoner, and it does not matter at all your time. And I'm not so convinced that faster runners are any healthier than the slower runners. I like to think that when you're a slower runner like I am, you don't get injured, you don't get burnt out, you don't get sick of it. I keep it going too. So again, I'm not asking your time, because the time doesn't matter. It's the fact that you are a marathon runner, you're a mom, you're a dentist. Ritu, what changes have you noticed other than some weight loss? What changes have you noticed in your body and your life since you started this running thing?
Well, I definitely just feel a lot better in general about how I feel physically, and I feel, running has had a lot of like cascading effects, so to speak. I've gained a lot more friendships, because of running with the running club, that has helped you know, just make my life a little bit more richer. I feel like I examined my diet and my nutrition a lot more closely. I did before, but especially when I started running because I wanted to keep my endurance up, I've made some changes. And because of that, you know, my cholesterol dropped. Of course, I lost all the weight. I weigh now what I weighed in college, which, you know, is, you know, I couldn't imagine that once I had children right away and noticed all that extra weight hanging around.
Wow, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's just given me a different sense of purpose, something outside of work that's mine that helps me, you know, look for goals to accomplish, keeps me driven, and I really enjoy it. So it's just, I mean, I can't even list all the things it has done for me. It is just one of the best decisions I've ever made.
That's fantastic. Now being a full-time dentist, a full-time mom, and a marathon runner now, what does your husband have to say for this? Does he get to see you at all?
Yes, he does. He does. Maybe when I hit the long runs and, you know, for a few weeks, not as much. But, you know, he also believes in working out. You know, he has a gym in his workplace, so he, you know, maybe being a guy, can do it during lunch and be showered and ready in no time. And we work it out. You know, he likes to bike, so we just trade off. Our kids get plenty of time with us. We try to do other activities with them. So, you know, we just make time for each other. Yes, some weeks it's harder than others. I won't, you know, it's never perfect, but because we're on the same page and we support each other in our, you know, physical activities and working out and, you know, and also our family time, we respect that as well. We just work with what we have and we make it work.
Incredible stuff, Rita. Well, you deserve an unbelievable amount of congratulations going from the couch to a marathon runner. So are you ready for your scream?
I am.
Okay, well, let me say this. I'm going to just say, Ritu, age 38, from Dallas, Texas, a dentist, a mother of two, and a marathon runner. Let's hear your scream.
Hi, my name is Ritu. I'm 38, and I went from a couch to a marathon runner, and it is possible for pretty much anyone to do what they believe in.
Wow, that was incredible. That was, Ritu, you are just an amazing woman, and I just ask you to keep it up because, wow, what an inspiration to for so many people. Just incredible stuff. Thanks, Ritu. By the way, if you want to get your scream in, I know there's so many of you out there that would love to scream and come on my show and do it. And again, the easiest way to reach me is simply go to davidmatto.com or sliceyourage.com. It'll take you to the same place. And from there, you can send me an email. Now, if you just want to send me a direct email, that's easy, too. My email address is runDrDave@gmail.com. RunDrDave is RunDrDave, RunDrDave@gmail.com. And also, please be sure to hang with me on Facebook. It's easy to find me. You just type in David Matto on Facebook. You'll find me on Facebook. I guarantee it. I try to put some inspirational things up there for you every single day. So hang with me there. We got a lot that we can help you with. And again, I just love this stuff. And by the way, I'm going to ask every single one of you a favor right now. Here's what I'd like you to do. And I really want you to take this seriously. I am working hard at this to help and teach everybody to live your best life ever and the healthiest life ever. If you have a friend, I shouldn't say if, think of a friend or a family member that you would like to see healthier, that you know could use a little bit of help with coaching, with their, you know, getting healthier, thinner, stronger, happier, you know, the whole bit. And please send them the link to this podcast, Slice Your Age in Half. If we can all make it a point to share this with one more person today, I would appreciate it. And most importantly, your friend or family member will really appreciate it. So let's please, you know, do me that favor. Make sure you share, because the more people out there on this planet that we can get the word across to, the more people that we can help live healthier, the better we all feel. Wouldn't you rather be in a healthier world, in a healthier town, in a healthier country, on a healthier planet? I mean, there are just too many people these days walking around that really need to lose weight, to lower their blood pressure, to feel happier, to ease the financial strain on their system. And we're here to help you do all of that. So let's share. Let's get everybody. My goal is to get every single person on the planet healthier and happier, and I think we can do that. It's going to take a little bit of your help with me, but I think we can really do it. So thank you so much for that. And I wanted to talk to you. I promised I would talk to you about this upcoming program I've got. Again, it's called Baby Steps. I might change the name a little bit. It might be called Baby Steps with Dave. I'm not really sure. But here's the gist of it. Again, it's so overwhelming sometimes. You know, maybe you're listening to the program. I'm talking about diet. I'm talking about, eating programs. I'm talking about exercise. I'm talking about finance. I'm talking about this and that, yoga, stretching, meditation. And so you might be thinking, well, wow, you know, it all sounds great, but like, where do I start? I've been really bad for the past 10 years. I've gained some weight. I haven't really exercised lately. I'm trying, but I just don't really know where to start, what to do, how to do it, and it's overwhelming me. So my idea is I'm going to come up with a very simple baby step program that if you're in that situation that you know you need help, but you don't know exactly where to start, what to do first, it's going to be just a simple outline of, okay, here's what you do first. The very first thing is this. And then once you did that, you move on to baby step two, and you do that. And then you move on to baby step three, and you keep doing them until you reach the final baby step, which I'm not sure how many there are going to be. There's probably going to be 10 or less. And when you reach the final baby step, you're going to see such a tremendous difference in your body and the way you feel and the way you feel about life, because you've got things in order now. You really know how to do this. So look for that program, Baby Steps, on one of my upcoming podcasts. It's going to be really soon. I'm kind of putting the final touches on it. I just want to make sure it's right before I, unveil it or launch it to all of you. And I'm not sure if I'm going to reveal like one baby step at a time or kind of reveal the whole thing at once. I've got to figure out how to do that. But again, the most important thing is I've got this program that is going to help so many of you because it's going to make it so simple. And again, it doesn't matter what kind of shape you're in, how heavy you are, when the last time you went out and took a walk or went to the gym. It doesn't matter, even if it's been 20 years. It doesn't matter because my Baby Step program is going to be designed to help you, my listener, my friend, get into the best shape you've ever been in and basically slice your age in half. If you are 54 years old, we're going to make you feel like you're 27 again. And I'm telling you something, it's going to work. There's no question in my mind. So stick with me on my Baby Step program. And wow, it's amazing that once I press the record button, how fast this all goes. It's amazing that we're pretty much almost at the end of episode 10 already. 10 episodes. Each one is growing and getting more popular, and the whole program, Slice Your Age in Half Again, is just getting listened to and listened to by people all over the world, and I'm amazed. Most of my listeners are in the United States, but I've got listeners now from Canada, from the UK, from Australia, from Saudi Arabia, Greece, Korea, Japan, China, India. Where else? There's so many. I can't think of. There are many more of you, and if I didn't mention your country, I apologize. But I look at my stats and I see you, and I appreciate each and every one of you listening to my show every week. So, having said that, I wish you all a really healthy week. Love you all. I feel blessed again being able to help you, and stay tuned for the next episode of Slice Your Age in Half. Until then, I am Dr. David Maddow, signing off episode 10. thank you all so much. Have a great week.